So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Become a CITR member and make some new friends.
Members get discounts downtown at Little Sisters Book and Art Emporium, the Cinematheque, the Fall Tattooing, Selectors Records, Community Thrift and Vintage, Vinyl Records, Sakura's, Classical Records, and Beat Street Records.
What would we do without our friends?
Let me refresh your memory. Russians! That's right! Russians, Ruskies, Communists, Communists! Oh, now you remember.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Every Tuesday, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m., Rocket from Russia is aired on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, or CITR.ca, anywhere where internet is paid for. On the show, I play new, local, and international punk rock, and I also do interviews with members of punk bands and people from the punk rock scene. If you'd like to check out the previous interviews, episodes of Rocket from Russia, and the list of upcoming shows in Vancouver, head down to my blog, rocketfromrussia.tumblr.com. Great success!
Do you love the idea of empowering female youth through music creation and performance? Girls Rock Camp Vancouver is a 100% volunteer-driven nonprofit that promotes self-esteem and builds technical skills in female and non-binary youth ages 8 to 18. Help support this initiative by donating, volunteering, or attending their end-of-camp performance July 15th at the Rio Theater. If you're interested in being a camper or volunteering with Girls Rock Camp, visit girlsrockcampvancouver.ca.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the CITR 101.9 FM from unceded Musqueam territory at UBC Vancouver. My name is Simon Welton, and coming up in the next half hour is, as always, the White Noise Show. It's a half hour of sketch comedy, followed by the White Noise After Show this week, hosted by myself. Unfortunately, my regular co-hosts are still in Japan on holiday, vacation, whatever you want to call it. So it's just me this week, but no... Don't fear, we've got a wicked playlist for you. Lots of cool music coming up on the after show. But first, it's time for some white noise.
Warning, the following programming may not be suitable for anyone. Listener discretion is advised.
Good evening and welcome to another... White Noise! I'm your host, Richard Blackmore, and tonight's episode is brought to you in part by Social Justice Warriors. There for us, ready to be offended when no one asks them to. First up tonight, someone's visiting a psychologist.
Ah, John, please sit down.
Thanks.
This is a safe space. I put protectors on all the sharp corners and childproof the drawers. Now, what seems to be the problem?
Well, it's everything.
Everything?
Yeah, you know, I just realized lately the world is a scary place.
You recently had some sort of trauma?
Yes, nearly daily.
Someone's abusing you?
Yes, every day when I turn on cable news.
I see.
And Facebook, if half of what my grandma's post is true, we're all fucked!
Oh dear.
But it's not just her. Maybe she's wrong. But then that means climate change is real, and I can't swim! And I don't tan well, either.
Do you think perhaps your perception of reality might be being distorted by your media consumption?
Oh my god, another thing to worry about.
Perhaps you should try going outside.
But what about the muggers, and the rapists, and the terrorists? They're all outside!
Yeah, but not all the time. there's also billions of other people who have much more civilized hobbies like yoga and CrossFit and buying overpriced coffee from assholes.
An overpriced coffee sounds quite nice.
Exactly. And yes, there are lots of genuinely terrifying things happening in the world, but relax, they're currently not happening to you.
But what if they did?
Then you'll deal with it like everyone else does, and moan about it on Facebook until we all unfollow you.
I don't post complaints on Facebook. I'm old school. I just throw a brick through the window. Next up tonight, we return to my childhood in Blackmore, beaches, bleachers, and breech berths.
Richard, get up. Your breakfast is ready. Your Pop-Tart's getting cold.
All right, shut up, Mum.
Hurry up. You're going to be late.
I'm having a wank.
Well, just don't get it on the sheets. I just changed them.
Why do I have to learn swimming?
So you don't drown like Grandma.
She drowned in the bath.
We're a short family. You got to be careful.
Whatever. You could at least have bought me some better swimming shorts.
Oh, what's wrong with Speedos? James Bond wears Speedos.
Yeah, but he's got a hairy chest, so he looks cool in them. I just look like bait for paedophiles.
Don't be silly. Paedophiles prefer attractive children.
Oh, Richard, I'm Ian. Are you excited to learn how to swim?
No.
Well, you should be. It's so much fun.
Mum, can I at least have a ciggy first?
Afterwards.
Ah, fine.
Now just ease yourself into the pool and get a feel for it.
Geronimo!
Oh, don't belly flop.
Ah, me bollocks!
Paddle, keep your head above the water.
I'm drowning!
No, you're not. Just keep paddling.
Paddling? There's no oars.
With your hands, Dick. I mean, Richard.
Oh, this is useless.
Nah, it isn't. Stroke, stroke, stroke. No, not that sort of stroke.
Now you're going to retract the pedos.
I never did learn to swim, but I did attract a few paedophiles. Next up tonight is an advert.
From the people who brought you such burlesque shows as Snow White and the Seven Whores, The Sword in the Bone, and Sex Toy Story, comes our latest show, Bearlesque, the world's first bear-themed burlesque show. We have bears of all shapes and sizes getting undressed in titillating fashion, featuring Peeldington Bear, Strokey the Bear, Fozzie the Frisky Bear, and Winnie the Pooh's on the Table. These performers will tear their clothes off, and then your faces. Reserve your tickets now! Warning, show may include bear attacks and loss of life.
I'm a fan of nipple tassels, but girls always think it's a bit weird when I wear them. Next up tonight, Elvis and Dolly are back!
Welcome back, Elvis and Dolly. How was your vacation, Elvis?
I wasn't on vacation. I got stuck between my toilet and the bathtub. Had to survive off toilet water and small rodents.
I lost 10 pounds on that diet.
Had to wait till the maid found me before I could get a real meal. She did not taste good.
You ate your maid?
Nah, only a bit. Then I remembered I don't like Cuban food.
Anyway, we have more pressing matters than Elvis's cannibalism. The Queen of England has been kidnapped.
Oh, man.
Oh, dear.
Now that's a mission.
Wait, if this is so serious, why us?
Well, two reasons. Due to Trump cutbacks, we are now the only three people working here at the CIA. And secondly, you know the culprit.
Ah, shit, is it Putin?
No.
Kim Jong-un, what's his face?
No.
Bono?
No, of course not. Someone far more evil, cunning, and ruthless.
Oh, you mean...
Oh, no, not him. I thought I killed that son of a bitch.
I'm afraid not. Harry Styles is back.
God damn it, I'll get the C4.
Easy, douchebag. I want to arrive in one piece.
Who builds an evil lair in North Scotland? Does this guy hate decent weather?
Well, the mountains sure are pretty.
Bit of a deceiving name, the Highlands. I ain't seen one dispensary since I've been here.
Well, keep your eye on the road. Can't be far now.
Where ain't the Brits starting this shit at?
Harry Styles has spies in the Ministry and MI5. He's untouchable. Plus, half the female population under 20 will murder for him.
But how the fuck are we gonna breach a castle?
why else did you bring all that C4?
Duh, to shove up Harry's ass.
Ugh, you men and your anal obsession.
I mean figuratively. Though, would add a bit of showmanship, don't you think?
Shit, we hit an IED!
Oh, fuck, steering's fucked!
God damn it!
Thank God for airbags.
Thank God for big titties. But God damn, that sucked.
Chill out, we're fine.
Guess we better start walking.
Oh, why? God, why? God damn it, my gold jumpsuit soaked through.
Oh, relax. You already looked ridiculous.
Says the woman still rocking a perm.
No one is looking at my hair. Oh, wow, there it is.
What the hell? This guy owns Hogwarts?
No, that's in Northumberland.
Yeah, but like, where is it in real life?
Just be quiet before we get...
Hands in the air!
Aw, son of a bitch!
Hey, shut up! Me and my mom have a complicated relationship.
Oh, it's okay, darling. Let me give you a hug.
Wow, really? That's so nice.
Whoa, deadly.
No one points a gun at the girls.
Noted.
How the hell do we get in this place? Those walls gotta be 50 feet.
I bought the old grappling hook.
Oh, well. Go on, then.
All right, here we go. All right, try again. One sec. Gotta warm up first. Yeah. Ah, there, got it.
Ah, oh, God, there's a hook in my eye. Ah.
I'm just gonna make sure it's nice and taut.
Oh, God, it's in my brain.
Okay, ladies first.
Fine, I'll kill everybody.
Oh, this hurts so bad. Please, no more pain. Forgive me, God.
What the? Did the rope just shoot itself?
God damn these CIA cutbacks.
Wonder where that pain in the ass is.
The Queen should be on the fourth floor, according to intel.
I mean Styles.
Oh, he's usually in his study stabbing a picture of Zane or Taylor Swift.
Yeah, aren't we all?
Shh! Drop your weapons!
We ain't got any.
Well, that was dumb.
You gotta teach me that!
I have, like 8 times, you alcoholic.
I am not an alcoholic. I just like alcohol.
Okay, this is it. Stand back whilst I breach it.
Hell yeah. Let's blow some dicks off.
Hands where I can see them. Don't shoot. I'm not packing.
Don't move, you old hag. Where's the queen?
I am the queen.
Oh, you look way hotter on the money.
We're just here to rescue you, your majesty. Rescue me? From what?
The evil motherfucker who owns this castle.
What are you talking about? I'm here as Harry's guest. You are? Yes, I didn't want Philip to know, so I snuck out the back door while he was watching his Nazi film.
He likes World War II stuff?
No. Anyways, so you see, I don't need rescuing. I don't get it. What are you doing here with Harry Styles? I don't kiss and tell. Oh... well, then perhaps we should just be going.
Wait, are we talking like a grandma kiss or...
Yes.
Oh, dear God, is he an alcoholic?
Excuse me, I might be old, but the plumbing is sound, and the bag of tricks only increases with age.
Gross.
Let's be going, Elvis.
Not so fast, fat boy. Aw, come on, how did you know we were here? 5 of my men have broken necks, and one of my guys has been fishhooked in the eye! My bad. Now get on your knees, both of you. My friend Sergei here is going to have some fun with you.
Hello.
Oh, shit.
Don't worry. I like boys and girls.
Oh, me too. Oh, stop, please! No more!
Fine. I will turn off Dr. Phil. It's a repeat anyway.
How long are you gonna keep us here?
Does it bother you not knowing? Isn't the waiting the worst part?
Nah, pretty sure the car battery about to be attached to my nipples is gonna suck more.
That is child's play. I use Tesla batteries, way more voltage, and also much more environmentally friendly.
Good for you! We can all make small changes.
As for you, I was thinking of something truly devilish.
Please don't hurt me. I need my looks. I paid a lot of money for them.
Oh, I have something much more excruciating in mind than physical pain. I hope you like watching all 55 seasons of The Real Housewives on a continuous loop.
No, please no. Just stab my titties already. All right, chaps. Your Majesty.
Oh, Lizzie, what's cracking?
That's Elizabeth II to you, fatty.
Ah.
But why are you helping us? Because it's not your fault I have to sneak about for some strange. Let's get you out of here before Floppy Hair has another tantrum.
Less conversation, a little more action, please. All this aggravation is satisfaction in me.
If I could sleep with any queen, I would sleep with Freddie Mercury. Next up tonight, Trump meets the new French president.
Mr. Macaroon, nice to meet you.
Hello, President Trump, and that's President Macron, actually.
Oh, my mistake, President Macaroon. Nice to meet you.
Close enough.
So I read up on you guys, and I love what you're doing.
Really?
Oh, yes. The whole anti-immigrant, anti-burqa, and the anti-EU stance is exactly what I'm looking for in my France.
No, that was the other guys. Wait, your France?
Your France, my France, whatever. The point is, we love what you're doing.
Yes, you have me confused with Marine Le Pen.
Speak English. You're in the White House. We have one official language here.
No, you don't. Look it up.
Sounds like we need an executive order. Let me get my pen.
Can we just focus on France for a minute?
Fine. What do you want from me?
Well, we want the Statue of Liberty back.
Excuse me?
Come on, you guys, you barely use it anymore. It would look great in Paris, and it would be a real fuck you to the neo-Nazis.
I don't know.
Come on. It would free up a piece of prime real estate on Ellis Island. Perfect spot for new Trump Tower.
Deal. But you're paying the postage and packaging.
I've always wanted to visit the Statue of Liberty. I love any giant satire of modern America. Last up tonight, someone is shopping.
Good evening.
Hi there. I was wondering if you had any peace of mind in stock.
Let me take a look. Yeah, we've got a few types in stock currently. Would you care for an ignorant bliss pack?
What's that?
It allows you to stop paying any attention at all to the injustices around you and funnel all your energy into caring about reality TV.
Nah, not for me. I hate orange people.
Maybe the Wealthy Tomorrow package.
Oh, yeah?
It allows you to believe that none of your worries matter because you'll be rich one day and you can leave all this mess behind.
But I'm already rich. My dad left me a house.
That's not rich.
It's the House of Knives. I mean, literally all of them.
Oh, then perhaps the Nihilism package.
Pardon?
Basically, it allows you to realize nothing matters, but that's okay. Make the most of it anyway.
No, I feel entitled to believe I'll live in some form for eternity, you know, as if I matter.
Then perhaps our religious package would suit you.
Now we're talking.
This package is our most comprehensive peace of mind package that allows the user to feel a complete sense of well-being, in spite of the zero evidence supporting their claims.
What's the catch?
Everyone else will think you're a bit of a twat.
Oh, I'm not concerned about that.
I can tell. Perhaps one last suggestion, though. You could try our most prestigious package, the 1% package.
Do tell.
It is designed to give you a level of comfort so great, other people's suffering and your own mortality just melt away in a sea of Armani suits and overpriced dinners.
You mean I won't feel guilty about the poor or the disadvantaged?
Not unless you become one of them again.
I was rich once. Then I said, don't call me that, it's pronounced Richard. That's the end of our show. Join us again for more White Noise.
White Noise was written and directed by Simon Welton, starring the voice talents of Caitlin Docking, Nick Rinker, and Simon Welton.
There you go, that was the White Noise Show. I hope you enjoyed our sketch comedy. We won't be back next week because we're actually doing a live performance the day after our regular airing on Thursday, The 18th of May, we are performing at the Historic Theatre at the Gulch in East Vancouver as part of the Ignite Youth Driven Arts Festival 2017. So if you'd like to check us out live, then definitely come down to that. We'll be doing probably about a 25 minute set. Tickets are super cheap. It's $2 for under 30s. It's $8 for everybody else. And we will also actually be there for Saturday's show as we're emceeing the Roaring Twenties themed night. So we will be doing sketches and bits between the major acts. So definitely check us out either Thursday or Saturday if you can. In the meantime, you can also keep up with us on Twitter, White Noise YVR, Facebook, White Noise UBC. And for the after show tonight, we're going to just play a bunch of music. As I said earlier, Connor and Sierra are still in Japan, so we no debate tonight. But if you do have any questions, thoughts about the show, about the content of the show, please feel free to email in at whitenoiseubc@gmail.com. That's whitenoiseubc@gmail.com, or tweet us, whitenoiseyvr. All right, our first track tonight, though, on the after show, it's going to be good. Oh, I love this band, actually. They're from Vancouver. This is White Lung, and this is Narcoleptic.
I'll be calm, not gonna let
right, there you go. That was Crimson Flow with Lizard People from Nightmare Food in the Vacuum Room. And before that was Twin River with Anthony from Passing Shade. Yeah, that last track, don't know what it is about it. There's just something about it that caught my attention. I was like, this is cool, makes you bob your head. But it's not like anything else you've heard lately. So definitely go check out Crimson Flow. Very interesting group there. All right, next up tonight, we're going to play something from my personal collection from a long time ago. This is an old track, but a goodie, in my opinion. This is Going Nowhere off the Master Plan by Oasis.
I'm gonna could turn my life around, could turn my
there we go. That was Comeback Barbara with Under the Mattress from Shark Week. Before that, In With the Old with Patriot from My Mother's Couch. Yeah, I think we're doing well with this run of music. I'm enjoying all of these. So next up, let's hear from Black Rebel Motorcycle Club. This is Beat the Devil's Tattoo.
Yeah. to love you till the day I die is my love for you and you alone. And alone will I be here when death is nigh, having lived for love and loved alone. Is my love a habit to be pressed and worn, that of an undevout and meant for God? Or indeed a habit to be broke and pent, like a horse now kept within a yard? And I am no use to my father, but a dark spot in his eye, for he put me away 18 days and he fed me on ashes and lies.
That was Frank Love with Good Men off Best of Luck. And before that was Fiverr with Waltz for One off Audible Songs from Rockwood. Definitely we're taking it in lots of different directions tonight. That's on purpose, though. I like to mix it up. And just, you know, there's so much good music in every genre. There's no reason we can't appreciate it all. Next up tonight, I'm going to play a band that I played last week, and it's a band I really like that has never been that popular in Canada or North America in general. So I'm just going to keep playing songs by them until you all go out and start listening to them, because they're wicked. This is the Pigeon Detectives, and this is She's Gone.
Much closer to 40 every day, and he can't tell his mother what he's done. He thinks he's the only one that feels his way, and his life, well, and has it begun? It's just crazy, please don't leave me. Don't you really need me? I swear it didn't mean a thing. Tries to make it better, tries telling us where. Promises a diamond ring, but now she's gone. Wandering the streets quite aimlessly, and he doesn't know where he'll end up. He's hearing in his mind Green's company, but two was never quite enough. It's just Tracy, please don't leave me. Don't you really need me? I swear it didn't mean a thing. He tries to make it better, cries till he gets wetter. Promises a diamond ring, but now she's gone.
Rough's can roommate.
that way. Maybe she enjoys it too. While we have and while we all, isn't it good for you? I mean enough for you. Is it enough for you? I expect more and more and more. I mean I'm leaving you. You're not my goal, you my kin. These are rough times, so you let me sin.
Alright, there we go, that was The Great Novel with Rough Skin Roommate off Skins. Another cracking track there. And that is nearly time for the White Noise show tonight. We will unfortunately not be back next week because we're doing a live show on Thursday, May the 18th at the Ignite Youth Arts Driven Festival out in East Van. Come check us out. It's going to be awesome. Tickets are super cheap. $2 for under 30s, $8 for anyone over 30. All sorts of acts on. There'll be... obviously, we're doing comedy, but there'll also, I believe, be bands and other forms of art, of course. So come out, check out a whole variety of stuff. Should be good value for money, for sure. And we're also going to be emceeing on Saturday night, doing some bits between the acts. So come out then as well to support us and some other great Vancouver artists. In the meantime, have a great week. The last track tonight I'm going to leave you with is by Wilson, and this is Kit Solano. Otherwise, have a great week. We'll see you soon.
CITR 101.9 FM, located on traditional, unceded Coast Salish Musqueam territory. We are your hosts, Ariel the Knot
and Char Loro, and you're listening to the Ninth Wave.
Welcome.